Recently, the New York Times critic Pete Wells gave a fairly scathing review to celebrity restaurateur and TV personality Guy Fieri's new restaurant in Times Square. The review got a lot of attention. Scott Joseph, what did you make of the review?
Boy, to call it scathing, I think, is being kind. I've never quite seen a review like this in this country. This type of review is very common in the UK. The restaurant reviewers in London try to outdo each other every week by being as mean as they can to a restaurant. This one in particular from the New York Times has caused a lot of discussion because, on one hand, people are asking why they even bothered to review this restaurant. Here you've got something in Times Square, which, to give people something to compare it to, would be like basically our restaurants on International Drive. It's a very touristy area. So right around the corner, you've got Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. You've got Olive Garden. You've got Red Lobster. Sound familiar? It's International Drive.
I guess one of the point that could be made, though, and I did read one comment on the New York Times review site that said, well, don't tourists deserve to eat good food just as much as anybody else?
Exactly. And that's a very good argument. And it's one of the reasons that if this opened up on International Drive, then yes, absolutely, I would go review it as well. If someone's going to open up a 500-seat restaurant, as this one is in Times Square, and to actively seek customers, bring them in, taking their money, then yes, they need to know what it's going to be like.
What's the purpose of a review like this? Because in one way, you could see that maybe it's just a bit of fun for the reviewer, perhaps even fun to read. But is there a broader purpose? Can a bad review actually help a restaurant improve?
It can, absolutely. If a restaurateur takes it and sees it as constructive criticism, then yes, they can make adjustments on the food, they can make adjustments on the service. And whenever I do a negative review, I always look forward to going back after a certain amount of time, maybe 6 months, to see if they've made improvements. Now, when you look at a restaurant review like this one, though, which, for those who haven't seen it yet, was written entirely as a series of questions to Guy Fieri, and really kind of mean questions. He compared one of the drinks to nuclear waste, and that it tasted like radiator fluid. How Pete Wells knows what radiator fluid tastes like, I don't know. I can't tell you. But so, you know, if you've got one like this, then I doubt that they're going to take this as constructive criticism. And will they make any changes? I kind of doubt it.
Do you think celebrities are held to a different or a higher standard when they start a restaurant than a non-celebrity chef or restaurant owner, though? And do you think that's fair?
They are. And it is fair because, especially in the case of celebrity chefs, they're presenting themselves as experts. And so there is an expectation, a reasonable expectation, I think, when you go into one of these celebrity restaurants, that you're going to start out at a higher level.
That's Scott Joseph, Orlando restaurant critic, talking about the negative review of Guy Fieri's restaurant in Times Square. Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.